graduated from UH, she went on to USC, and he ended up working for a VA up on the main, actually. Soldiers from Afghanistan and Iraq. And now he's back home, suffering with the blind veterans over here. He's the base coordinator for the VA, and his name is Wilford Lee.
Good morning.
Thank you for having me. So I see a lot of familiar faces here today, but for those of you who don't know me, my name is Wilfred Lee. I am the Visual Impairment Services Team Coordinator at the Department of Veteran Affairs for the Pacific Islands Healthcare System. I know, that's a very, very long title. So it's really a fancy title just to say that I'm the blind rehab coordinator.
Hey,
just make it easier for everyone. But I do work, my program, the Visual Impairment Services Team program, is housed in the eye clinic of the VA. And our workroom and our office is located at the Spark M. Matsunaga Ambulatory Care Center. That's a three-story building that exists right behind Tripler Army Medical Center. So as I mentioned before, I am the Visual Impairment Services Team Coordinator, Blind Rehab Coordinator. Our low vision clinic consists of four people, so three other members. There is Nancy Shampoo, and she is the Blind Rehab Outpatient Specialist. And then we have two low vision optometrists, who I feel like we're very lucky to have. Low vision optometrists seem to be pretty hard to find here. And that's Dr. Alan Reisman and Dr. Chow Nguyen. Nancy just joined us about 6 months ago from one of our blind rehab centers located in Biloxi, Mississippi. And Dr. Nguyen just joined us from the Dallas VA. And so he just joined us maybe about a little bit over a month ago. So I'm here to let you know, or to share with you a little bit more about my program and really ask for your help. I'm trying to reach out to all the veterans out there that have some form of visual impairment. The central office for the VA, located in DC, is telling us there are 900 legally blind veterans in our catchment area. And the Pacific Islands healthcare system covers not just the Hawaiian Islands, but also Guam, Saipan, and American Samoa, and actually even some parts of the Philippines as well. Because we do have an outpatient clinic out there. I've not really investigated out there. That's one of my plans to go out there for this year. We're trying to figure out what's going on over there. But we have 900 legally blind veterans. On my panel at this point, I have about 130. So as you can see, I'm trying to hunt down these other 700, 600 people, trying to figure out where they are. Now, they have not been actually identified as veterans. It's just kind of an estimation. So it's not like I know these names of these veterans. So I'm asking for your help to share my program with other people to let them know what we have at the VA, which I'll go into in a second. We also have 2,000, the estimation is also showing us that we have 2,000 visually impaired veterans. So my program, the Visual Impairment Services Team, is to help legally blind and severely visually impaired veterans adjust to their sight loss. The goal of the program is early intervention and really to promote quality of life, independence, confidence, and autonomy. So we're really helping our veterans be able to live a satisfying and full life in spite of their visual impairment. So we have outpatient services and inpatient services. Inpatient services, we have We have 13 blind rehab centers located throughout the country for the VA. The one that's closest to us is in Palo Alto, California. That's Northern California, that's it. So they service our region, and it's a 27-bed facility where veterans will stay for 4 to 6 weeks. And they'll be learning, they'll be accessing departments in orientation and mobility, living skills, manual skills, and computer access training. So my job is to identify veterans who benefit from this program at the Blind Rehab Center. And then we will make sure they're medically cleared and we'll send them over to the Blind Rehab Center. But most veterans seem to be a little hesitant about going, but once they go, they seem to really, really like it there and be able to make friends with other veterans who are visually impaired and also get a lot of training. It's a very comprehensive, intensive program, as you can imagine, because it is can be up to 4 to 6 weeks. And it's not just a one-time thing. Veterans can actually go back, and sometimes some veterans even go back once every year to get refresher training or to learn other new skills. Now, our philosophy is a little different from some of the agencies that are out there. We train people with whatever vision that they have. If they continue to lose their vision or their vision impairment gets worse, we will retrain them again at the Blind Rehab Center. Once they are at the Blind Rehab Center and they are assessed and they are issued the training and equipment, and once they feel comfortable with all of that, then we send them back home. And that's when Nancy, our outpatient specialist, comes in. She will go ahead and help them set up the equipment, and then we'll help them do technical support, refresher training, and things like that. So that's how our outpatient kind of program works. And so that kind of works all together. Let's see, are there any questions so far about the Blind Rehab program that we have at the VA?
I have.
Sure, go ahead.
Does the VA, you might not know about it, but do you think they're trying to follow the mode of the state with the federal program of the vending programs, trying to find work for the veterans?
The VA does not have any kind of vending programs. Our goal is really, again, earlier intervention, independence, and quality of life. We don't have the goal of employment, so that's why we don't have any kind of vending program or anything like that. So what's really great about the VA program is that, as you know, for people that are familiar with the VA, a lot of the programs, you have to be service-connected to be able to go to the VA for certain clinics. Service-connected means that it's a disability that we are acknowledging that we may have caused or exacerbated during active duty. And you have to apply for that, and once you are, then you're service-connected for that disability that we have caused from your active service. The Blind Rehab Program does not have that requirement. So that means you do not have to be service connected, or your visual impairment does not have to be related to your service. And so that's, again, one of the more unique aspects of my program. So I'm trying to put the word out there here today so that you can share with your friends who may be veterans that we have a blind rehab program. It's quite, I believe it's a quite a really good program. And so I don't want our veterans to miss out on access to this program. The fact that we can issue equipment and we can train them on the equipment. We have outpatient services and inpatient services.
I have a question.
Yes, go ahead.
So I'm not real familiar with how the VA works and if you guys work with state agencies, but is it a possibility that you guys refer any of your clients instead of sending them all out to Palo Alto to get services at our state agency?
We do, actually. I've been very fortunate. I tend to get a lot of referrals coming into the VA from a lot of the state agencies, and I have made referrals out to the agencies, specifically. But not all of my veterans tend to have goals of employment. Most of my veterans on my caseload, about 80% of them are 65 and older, and I have about maybe 30-25% that are 80 and older. So it's actually, most of my veterans are quite young or much older. So they tend to be retired most of the time. So to be eligible for my program, you have to be VHA eligible, meaning that you have to qualify to go to the VA and get services. And then you have to be certified either legally blind or severely visually impaired and needing case management. So for those who are legally blind on my caseload, we case manage them for life. That means I will call them at least once a year to check in on them to see how they're doing with their vision, getting them in for an eye exam, and then bringing them in to see for an assessment, an evaluation to see what kind of services that they need, what kind of things they can no longer do or want to do, and we can see if we have any programs that can help them do that for VA. Are there any other questions?
I'd like to make a comment.
Sure, go ahead.
What kind of mic?
Well, the mic is, I think, in the back somewhere.
Oh. Okay, I can probably do it loud.
I thought that many of you would like to know it, and maybe even Mr. Lee would like to know. Back in the 50s, when I took travel training at the Oakland Orientation Center for the Blind, which is now in Albany, California, and I was a lousy traveler, and I still am. No, because I had partial vision, and I'm a blind plus. And I'm 86 years old, so anyway, what I was going to say was, it was the Veterans Administration, you folks, who developed the original use of the cane as other than just an identifying instrument. They were the guys who started it as a useful tool for travel.
Thank you for saying that, I really appreciate it. The VA does not always get the best reputation, however, they are constantly changing and evolving and trying to make things better. We just brought in a new director who started about 6 months ago, Jennifer Butowski, that comes from Chicago, I believe. She is familiar with the blind rehab programs, actually, and I'm in touch with her at least once a week. So she's a really big advocate and proponent for the blind rehab program. And she's always thinking about change and how we can make the VA more responsive. One of the secretary's priorities is access to the VA. So we're always trying to think of how we can bring more access to the VA. And so I want to reach out there as much as I can and ask you guys to help me and share with the program to other people that may be veterans and visually impaired and have them give me a call. So I don't know if I can leave my contact information somehow with you guys. But if I can do that, then I can. You guys can contact me, and I will help them even navigate them into the process and see if they're eligible. All right. It's 11:15. Thank you so much for your time.